And next, Nick Matuszewski is the Director of Policy and Program for the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort, which advocates for gun violence prevention. Nick, thanks for taking time to join the Upswing.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
So what does WAVE's approach to kind of a obviously a politically sensitive topic of gun violence, what way are you hoping to engage with a bunch of diverse stakeholders? I know you were out and about in communities all weekend.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So WAVE is a nonpartisan organization. You know, we're trying to work with folks across both sides of the aisle. Our approach is really to educate the public and to educate policymakers on why it is so important and necessary that we have policies in place that reduce gun violence. This is an issue that kills over 700 Wisconsinites every year, and we know that it impacts far more than that, whether it's people that are injured by gun violence or families that lose loved ones. So, we like to host events, speak with people in their communities, meet people where they're at, and just talk about how this is an issue that we do know the solutions to. We just have to have folks in office with the political courage and will to get these policies passed.
And what were you hearing from voters and people that you were talking to this weekend?
You know, even before Saturday, long before Saturday, we've heard a lot of concern from folks across the city and really even across the state about, you know, the impact that having the RNC here could have on the city. We all know that this country is in a very heated moment, and there's the potential for political violence. And everyone's worried about the fact that there are guns allowed in the security perimeter around the RNC. That concern has increased tenfold since Saturday. We're in a really precarious situation here in this country, and guns are making this a lot more dangerous, and not, you know, it's not helping democracy, it's harming democracy.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of like a true middle ground solution to fair and safe gun laws, what is your organization advocating for?
Sure. I mean, we are pushing for a number of policies that are supported by 80%, 90% of Americans across the board. I mean, one that is supported by over 90% of Americans, a large percentage of Republicans, a large percentage of Democrats, is universal background checks. This would ensure that every gun sale that occurs in the state of Wisconsin is required to go through a background check. It would get rid of any loopholes that currently exist that require or that mean that, you know, if you go to a gun show, for instance, or you buy your firearm off the internet or you get it from a friend, that you can forego a background check. We want to ensure that all of those sales include background checks. You know, another policy we're pushing for is an extreme risk law, which is also known as red flag laws. This would ensure that if someone is a threat to themselves or others, their family, or maybe law enforcement or someone else in a position of authority could go to a civil court and start a procedure to ask that that person's firearms be temporarily removed. This wouldn't be a criminal charge. It's not something that would go on their personal record. It's just for their own safety and for the safety of others. That's a policy that's been shown to greatly reduce suicide, which is the number one cause of gun-related deaths is through suicide.
Yeah, and as you stated, according to a 2022 Marquette Law School poll, 8 out of every 10 Wisconsinites support the creation of universal background checks and red flag laws. So what do you hope kind of comes out of the RNC in terms of policy, and what can your group and other groups do to find kind of, quote, middle ground in the discussion?
The unfortunate thing is that the Republican Party has for a while now refused to take any positive steps on this issue. We're going to continue to work across the aisle, as I mentioned. We're going to continue to meet with members of the Wisconsin RNC. We're going to try to demonstrate that this has broad political support. But if you look at the Republican Party's platform, there's really no mention of firearms in there. And most campaigners have been campaigning around the idea of ensuring that there won't be any firearm policies passed, you know, or at least not anything that is helpful. The Republican Party in Wisconsin just this year has pushed for allowing teachers to be armed in schools, allowing for prohibitions on fire, basically any common sense prohibition on firearms to be removed. You know, they're not working in a direction that would save Wisconsinites. They're working in a direction that's going to, they think, garner them some votes. And that's really all that they seem to be concerned about in large part.
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you, Nick, for joining us today, the Director of Policy and Program at the Wisconsin Anti-Violence Effort. Appreciate your time, Nick, and enjoy the rest of the week.
Thank you, too.